We continue our learning. Ask the Mishnah, there was one of the midos
that we had was the revius, that which held a quarter of a lug. A revius of a lug is the amount of wine we use to make kiddush. So when there were liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, what did they use that kli for? What it had to be measured as a revius? What liquid? So the Mishnah says revius mayim lemitzora, revius shemen lenazir. There was a quarter of a lug of water, of mayim chayim, of spring water, that was needed for the mitzora. During the ceremony, the process of the purification of the mitzora, one who had tzaras, it says, v'shachat es hatzipor ha'achas el kli cheres al mayim chayim. What he did was, there were two birds. One was thrown out to the field, but one was shechted, and it was shechted over an earthenware vessel that had spring water inside. So it was important. The Gemara says in Sotah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, Mayim Shedam Tatzipur Nikar Bahem. It has to be water, not too much water. It has to be water where when you shecht it and the blood now falls into the kli, into the water, I should be able to recognize the dam. V'kamahim, how much the Gemara asked? Revius. A revius of water, of mayim chayim, of spring water, is enough for now, is maybe the maximum that we should have in order for the blood to be noticeable in the water. So that is the revius of water for mitzora. That's why we need the revius halug. And there was a revius halug of oil for the nazir. The nazir, we know, brought two types of matzos, chalos and rakikim, that he brings when he finishes his nazirus. How much oil is needed for those two together, the chalos and rakikim, all together? A revius of shemen. That, the Gemara assumes, is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Then the Mishnah asks, Chatzi log behayam shamish. What about we used to mention a revius log. What about a half log? So two things as well. Chatzi log mayim lesota. The sota water was a half a log. It says, V'lakacha kohen mayim kedoshim b'chli chares, also in an earthenware vessel. And that's where the cloth was placed in with the Shem Hashem, and the sota would drink that water. And the Mishnah in Sota tells us in the second perek that he took that chatzi log mayim from the kior in the mikdash, and that was placed in there, but it had to be measured. So it was measured with the chatzi log kli. V'chatzi shemen letoda, the carbon toda, we know there were three varieties of matzah. That required a chatzi log of shemen, of oil, and that's also a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, as we mentioned regarding the revius shemen that was used for the nazir's matzos. Then the Mishnah says, uvalog hayamodeid l'chol ha-menachos. When it came to all menachos, because menachos in general were made up of idisaro and solas, as we mentioned many times, a tenth of an eifa, so a log shemen was necessary, and a log was used for all the menachos. Not only that, says the Mishnah, and this is the Tana Kamna's opinion, afilu mincha shel shishim isaron, no sein la shishim log. Even a mincha that was 60 isaron, so we said only one isaron and one log. So the Chachamim say, well, if you brought a mincha of 60 isaron and put him in a kli, then you're going to have to mix it with 60 log. For every asira sa'efa, for every isaron, it needs another log. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Mary, no, it's not true. Afilu mincha shel shishim isaron ein la elo loga. Even a mincha of 60 isaron only leaves one log of shemen, and you mix it together. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, Yudalid limincha v'log shemen. This happens to be written in the context of the mitzora, but this applies to all menachos. It says limincha v'log shemen. How much? No matter how big the mincha is, log shemen, only one log. Why don't we mention 60? You can maybe 100 isaron, because we assume that only 60 isaron fits into a kli. And the log can mix together with it properly. Once it's more than 60, once it's 61, you have to put in another kli, that log is not going to mix together. So that's why we mentioned 60 a log for 60 in that one kli. Then the Mishnah tells us what we kind of know already. Shisha lapar, six log shemen are needed for the menachos, for the flour offering brought along with the par. Arba ala ayil, four log of shemen, which is a third of a hin. So six log is a half a hin. Four log, which for aisle for the ram, is a third of a hin. Shlosha la keves, three log shemen, which is a quarter of a hin, a revius a hin, is needed for the keves. When you bring in keves, along with that, you bring a flour offering, and it's three log shemen, a quarter of a hin. And that we already mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Shlosha umechza le menorah, 3.5 log shemen were needed for the menorah. The menorah had 7 branches, 7 candles. Mechatzi log l'chol ner. A half a log was needed for each candle. That amounts to 3.5 when you have 7 candles. Why is it half a log? The Chachamim assessed that even for the longest nights of the winter, because the candles had to be lit in the erev ad boker. So some nights that are very long. In the dead winter, so we need enough oil to last that whole night. That needed a half a log. So we put a half a log in all the time, but a half a log was the maximum that was needed for the longer nights. Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Ma'arvin niske elim biniske parim. Says the Mishnah like this. You have oil and flour for an aisle, which the aisle, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, has 4 log of shemen, and the parim had 6 log of shemen. So the Mishnah is here to tell us that you can mix the nesachim, meaning the flour and the oil of an aisle, with the flour and the oil of a parim, the different karbanos. That's acceptable. Now, why is that allowed? Because the ratio is the same. When it comes to a par and an aisle, it's 2 log for every saron solas. So for the par, you brought 3 estronim of solas, and there was 6 log. For the minchas nesachim and mincha for the aisle, you brought 2 estronim solas. There were 4 log of shemen. So the ratio was 2-1. It was the same. So you can mix them together and it's not a problem. But you couldn't mix a keves, let's say, the flour and the oil of a keves with the flour and the oil of a par or an aisle, because it was a different ratio. There was 3 log for 1 isaron. Not 2 log for 1 isaron, 3 log for 1 isaron. But the Mishnah says, niske kvastim, niske kvastim. But you can mix together the nesachim of one keves with another keves. You have 2 different kvasim, and along with it, you're bringing the flour, the minchas nesachim, the flour offering. So you can mix them, because obviously it's the same ratio. Says the Mishnah, what else? Shel yachad v'shel tzibur. You can even mix together the minchas nesachim of a personal carbon with a communal carbon. So let's say, as long as there are 2 kvasim, the same ratio, we can mix, let's say the carbon atomic that was brought every day. That was a communal offering. That had a nesachim that came along with it. And a person, let's say, decides to donate an ola or a shlomim. That could be a keves too. So that you can mix together, even though one's yachid and one's tibor, because the ratio of the fire to the oil is the same. Shel yom bishel emesh. And not only that, I can even mix together the minchas nesachim of a carbon that I brought today with the minchas nesachim of a carbon I brought yesterday. Now, why didn't I bring my minchas nesachim? Why didn't I already take the comets and burn that in and it was eaten, etc.? Well, because you don't have to. We mentioned in the past, you can bring your carbon today, and the minchas nesachim you can bring tomorrow or several days later. And therefore, the Mishnah says, not a problem. Shel yom shel emesh. You can mix them together, because we don't care that they may be of different days, because you can bring them as long as the ratio is the same. But as we said, you can't mix together the nesachim, the flour and the oil of a keves, with either a par or an aisle, because as we said, the belila, the mixing, the ratio is going to be different. Now, we're not going to go into the details of this. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah cannot be speaking about what we just said. In fact, the Bar Tuna explains the Mishnah this way, and that's the way we'll understand the Mishnah. But just to be aware, the Gemara says you really are not permitted l'chatchila to mix together the flour and the oil of elim and parim, even if the ratio is the same. And that's learned from the fact that the Pasuk says v'hiktiro ha-kohen ha-mizbecha. Things that have to be burnt on the Mizbech, which are, let's say, fats, chalavim, or even the mincha, the makomitz, is burnt on the Mizbech, so should not be viktiro, singular. You should be makriv it. Only the singular thing. Don't mix a fats of one carbon with another, and don't mix the mincha and the oil and the flour of one carbon with another, even if the ratio is the same. It's not allowed. So how would you even learn the Mishnah? So the way to understand the Mishnah would be that maybe the Nesachim here was speaking about wine. So wine, there's no ratio to discuss. We have, this has a little bit more wine, this has a little bit less. The Apar has more, and the ILS, and the Keves, and the Keves even less. Here, the Mishnah may be saying that these can be mixed together. It happens to be that the Gemara says that you shouldn't do that L'chadchila either, because if I think I can mix the wines together of these different carbonos, the ayil and the par, I may end up mixing the flour and the oil together. Nonetheless, maybe we should understand the Mishnah that b'di'eved, if the niske elim niske parim, the wine got mixed together, that would be, or keves and keves, that would be acceptable. Then the Mishnah says, v'im bilalan elu bifnei atzman ve'elu bifnei atzman minis arvu, then ksherim. Here we're going back to assuming we're talking about soles and shemen. We're talking about flour and oil. And it says like this. Let's say you mix together properly the soles and the shemen of each mincha alone. And only after you mix them together in their proper ratio, they got mixed together with another one. So the par and the ayil or something like that. Then ksherim, then b'di'eved, you can be makdiv on this be'ach because they originally were mixed together properly, independently. Im ad shelo balal, but if, let's say, you know, the menachos got mixed together before, so then pasul. So that mixture is, you're not permitted to place on the mizbeach, because as we said, when it came to the flour and the oil, we really would not allow them. This is telling you that even b'di'eved, they got mixed together before they even were mixed independently. So even the ratio, so this is a question, is this even if the ratio is together? Some say yes, and some say no, this is maybe only for, you know what, it's pasul if you got your keves mixed up with an ayil or something like that. That would be pasul. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakeves haba'im ha'omer, af al pishem in chaso kfula lo hayu nisach of kfulim." The omer, which was the flour offering, a barley flour offering that was brought as the 16th of Nisan to allow the new grain to be eaten. So that's the pasuk says, "Va'asisem biyom hanifechemes ha'omer." The day you wave the omer, keves, you have to bring keves la'ola. So there was an animal brought along with that as well. But interestingly, the omer that was brought on the 16th of Nisan had a mincha that was kfula. It was two esronim solos. Normally a mincha is one esron. This was two esronim solos. So one would have thought, oh, well, if I'm bringing a double mincha, maybe I should bring double nesachim, which means maybe I should say, well, if I'm bringing along with this keves double esron, as the pasuk says, umincha so shnei esronim soles, so maybe I should bring double the amount of oil. So I normally bring 3 lug for a keves because it's an isaron. Maybe I should bring 6 lug because it's 2 esronim. The answer is I do not. Why wouldn't I do that? I bring the same amount, and the same amount of oil, same amount of wine, like every keves. Because the pasuk says, v'nisko yayin revius ayin. That's the phrase in Parshas Emor. Now, that word v'nisko, you may know, is actually not written with the vav at the end. It's with a hey, as if it says v'niska. So there's a reason for that. Because we're supposed to read it like this. V'nisko, although it means the nesach, it's nesach, since it's with a hey, it teaches you that niska shel ha-mincha kinisko shel ha-yayin. Just like the yayin is going to be a quarter of a hin, 3 lug, and that should not change. Why should that not change? Well, there's no, I don't have a double of an isaron for wine. Is nothing do. Wine is brought separately. It's poured down the side of the mizbeach. So that has no, the amount of flour that I'm bringing, the fact that it's 2 estronim should have no bearing on how much wine I bring. I'm bringing 3 log of wine. So since I bring 3 log of wine, niska shel mincha should be kinisk. Niska is like nisko. My yayin revius hahin, just like the yayin is a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug. Av shem revius hahin, even the shem will be a quarter of a hin. That's what the Gemara Menachos says on Peites and Beis. Vinisko yayin revius hahin, and that's why even though the keves brought with the omer had a double amount of flour, we're not going to bring a double amount of oil and make 3 into 6 lug. No, it's going to be 3 lug. It's going to follow whatever the wine is. The wine is 3 lug for the keves. The oil is 3 lug for the keves, even though it's a double amount of flour.